Hello, dear ones. It's Tashi DeSantos here. Lovely to connect with you. And thank you so much for being a part of this online community. I know a lot of you personally, and some of you I haven't met as of yet, but I welcome you all wholeheartedly, and I'm very grateful to have you a part of this, to share the wisdom and to exchange through such platforms. Know that you can always reach out and share your thoughts and expressions, and you can definitely pass on this information far and wide. I wanted to put together this audio to actually tap into the current energies of the new moon in Capricorn and express my feelings about it, and to also provide you with some advice, a ritual or two, and then to delve into my beloved topic, stelliums in astrology. So this new moon in Capricorn, the first new moon of 2018, comes with a grand stellium, a stellium which is covering an intense six planets: the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Pluto, all in Capricorn, as well as Lilith, Leto. So just by saying that, I already feel quite taken by the intensity. But at the exact same time, the one-pointedness of this concentrated energy is pointing to this collective responsibility, this collective need for all of us to own up to our understanding of the effects that any of our thoughts, any of our wishes, any of our actions may lead to, and how we are all linked, how we are all constantly moving and shaking each other, even if we don't know it. This destined star map in our skies right now also marks the point of no return for many levels. So some of us, or a lot of us actually, who have been working really hard in the last, since 2011 actually, working really hard on a spiritual level and doing what we can to ascend. And when I say ascend, I mean evolve, rise up. Right now, you know, cosmically, we're entering this point of no return. So a level of a guaranteed point of no return in our ascension, in our evolution, in our rising up to a greater state of being will be taking place. And it's happening now. And this is bringing back the earth into all our endeavors, okay? And making us know really what we have been working towards. We will feel it in our bodies. We will feel the results, you know, coming, rushing up from the soles of our feet, up our legs, up our spine, and to our Vishnisha, to the top of our heads. We will feel that up to the highest point of the most elevated chakra. And this is because of the certainty, the energetic certainty that's happening right now. And it is a marker of a point of no return for those who have worked very hard and have done what they can to really serve the world around them, themselves, in the highest degree or for the highest good. It is also the point of no return for the more negative tones. And what that means is people that didn't really put in the hard yard up until now, didn't try, didn't strive enough, or just got lazy to, you know, really attend to their soul life's wishes or intentions and took a more degenerate route, won't really have an opportunity appear so easily looking at a cosmic you know, stance, looking at the skies as a predictory platform. They won't have an opportunity for a while to get back on the right track. And the downward spiral for those beings will have repetition, a lot of repetition, and going through dark nights of the soul, or having to really face some heavy debts. And when I say debts, I mean payments, literally, or through their own experiences, and again through the repetition. So this is what's happening, and I like working with predictive astrology to give us an energetic grand view of what's happening with these major and minor influences in the cosmic aureole. So I'm always jumping onto the highest message, and I am going to, you know, walk down peacefully down the mountain as I'm talking to you and make this more tangible, okay? Okay, so this new moon in Capricorn energy will be available to tap into, to work with on the 16th evening, 17th, 18th, and early morning of the 19th. The effects will obviously last a little longer. And because it is the first new moon of 2018, it really is a brilliant time to set the intention of where we want to arrive in 2018, what our divine wishes and aspirations are, and what is propelling us, what is motivating us. It is a motivational new moon, so it's all about motivation. What is the stimulus behind everything, the creative fire, the drive? And we do need to really look at that and make a good list and write it down so we can go over it in the months to come. But we need to know what is the governing energy, you know, the wind behind it all, pushing us forward, blowing us forward, okay? Everyone will have their own unique motivation, but I think having that dialogue with ourselves on a night like this, or during this next 3 to 4 day period, will complement this new moon's energy. There is a look at everything focusing on the 10th house, which is linked to our status in society, what we're projecting, who we're aspiring to become, our worldly concerns, our ambitions, what motivates us, as I was mentioning, and our career on a grand scale. It's also linked to the fatherly figure, the patriarchal energy, and all that is paternal. The theme also is working with the concept of time, discipline, teaching us through how we experience and then expand. And it is offering, this new moon energy is really offering a clarity of view at all we are striving towards. And we could look at it with the beautiful image of a determined mountain goat climbing to the top of the highest peak or highest mountain, and just appreciating that and dwelling there and just seeing everything down below without any urgency to go off anywhere or be anywhere else, but to really appreciate what one can see from that level, from that perspective. And to arrive there, of course, it requires effort, determination, patience too, and this dedication, this certainty of the goal, of the destination. So if we haven't decided what our goals are yet for this year, or what we're aspiring towards, even on a really basic level, we should look at those and write those down. And anything that we start today, or up until, as I was saying, the 18th, 19th of January 2018, will be successful, especially if it's something on a soul level that we have wanted to do for a very long time, or have been holding off from doing for a very long time, but just screams at us now and is saying, please focus on me, I want this, and to, you know, reach up to the surface and connect with the world, you know. So whatever is moving on that level within does need to be acknowledged. This intensified Capricornian energy on a collective level is demanding that we also respect our elders, the ancients, the wisdom of our elders, the wisdom of those who have come before us, their hardships, their suffering, the pain that they have endured. And we mustn't ignore suffering right now, even if it's a knee ache or back pain or, you know, something wrong with our teeth, whatever we're feeling, whatever physical pain we're going through, or whatever is blocked or stagnant within the body, getting back into the body, feeling how we connect, bringing the mind down into the body and feeling how we connect and aligning vertically, of course, all of our being, okay, through grounding exercises, through being present, of course, and just feeling this release, this stabilizing release when the mind goes back into the body or even focuses itself to the central channel, to the heart chakra, to that area, and just sits there, okay? This too is requested right now. When we talk about respecting elders, when we talk about honoring our ancients, it's through sharing their wisdom, practicing their wisdom, but also learning from where they have failed and their pain, their hardship, the baggage that they had to carry, being aware of all of that and not letting whatever it is that blocked them from being of service, being of use to this world, get in the way of your aspirations to, you know, break any repetitive down pointing spirals, okay? And the patterns of those, you know, to break those is the point now, and to learn from the past and to really create the present via aspiring for a transformational future, an evolutionary future that will get us up and above, you know, to that mountain peak. And up and above can be even seen as to all that was before, you know, an ultimate result here. So really going further than anyone has even as we know it. So having this collective aspiration to really raise the frequency, to do what we can by not making the same mistakes, by learning from the suffering of the past, and also acknowledging our own suffering too, being a friend to it, being a good friend to what we're scared to relate to, but taking that time and doing it with gentleness, with kindness, and starting with just getting back in our bodies. There's a lot of wisdom that wants to be shared and expressed on this new moon and around this new moon. So pay attention to what your body is trying to tell you, because every part of the body means something. It represents something. And depending on how you feel and where you're feeling certain sensations, there will be a meaning. So listen. There is also a lot of messages and information coming through from the fire of dedication, of motivation. And we may all just want to work really hard and get a lot done. This is fine. I think we can. It is a moment to actually succeed enormously through completion of many, many tasks and also starting a lot of very important projects. Overall, this new moon is that of a grounding one, powerfully motivational, and a reality check, a big reality check. It will get us back to the real basics of our existence and our collective responsibility. And I think if we just be with it, the blessings of the right kind of change will appear.